So last year I read poetry for the first time at a conference. I didn't know it then, but it turns out they were prose poems. But actually now I've come to think of many of these things as micro essays. I've got a whole book of them. They're all these little short pieces about teaching. I've titled this collection Fail Better. The American English Teacher Makes a To-Do List. The American teenagers have theories about the ancient Chinese masters. You ask them to do some research, but your students are just making shit up. Here's a kid that says that Li Po was Wang Wei's evil twin, his doppelganger. That the two poets were, in fact, the same guy, a sort of Jekyll and Hyde affair, only Chinese. Here's another that says that Li Po was drunk 95% of his entire life, her exact words, and that he killed some people just because he could. He was an alcoholic, you see, and you were thinking that maybe she confused the poet's sacred devotion to wine with her Uncle Bob's binge drinking, which might be reasonable as the result is pretty much the same, except for the poetry. Your students fixate on Li Po's wine and women and on Wang Wei's mountains, and one of them was, or both of them were, captured by rebels and let go, not because they were exonerated, but because they were such great poets, all deaf, mouth-burned, mountain and river-loving, drunk and at peace, in love with the moon unto death, so you and Wu, it's not even funny. And that's why, they conclude, the Tang Dynasty was so great for the Chinese and those Chinese Zen master poets. Gatsby? What Gatsby? Shot and screened in 3D. Gatsby? What Gatsby? That's what Daisy says when she hears Jordan Baker mention the name to Nick. And it's what teenagers used to say before they knew Leonardo DiCaprio was starring in a new Baz Luhrmann film, shot and screened in 3D. Suddenly now, they want to read this novel because they recognize the name and because Leonardo is starring in the new Baz Luhrmann film, shot and screened in 3D. And as I read the opening pages to my students today, we wondered together how these words might be rendered in 3D. Here's some advice my father gave me in 3D. Here's me, the victim of a few veteran bores, in 3D. Reserving judgments is a matter of infinite hope in 3D. The fundamental decencies are parceled out unequally at birth in 3D. And that's just the very first page. We all agreed how exciting it will be to see the foul dust floating in the wake of Gatsby's dreams come alive on the screen in 3D. And somehow I'm thinking that a much better movie of the great Gatsby would be to capture on film what that one guy did on the stage in 7 hours. He read or recited the whole damn novel out loud. There. We might have a film of an American classic. The American English teacher introduces the extra soul credit. Is this worth any points? They ask. And I say, of course. But you won't see them in the grade book. Instead, you'll feel them. Somewhere inside your head or your heart. That's why we call it extra soul credit. Very few students are motivated by this. I don't care. While I'm not opposed to enrichment work, I am opposed to extra credit in principle because the work we do in class is the work for the class. You don't build a thing for someone, do a terrible job at it, and then ask for someone else, something else to do better. No, the person will either fire you or make you build the thing correctly that you were originally supposed to build in the first place. However, you might go the extra mile for someone, or, more importantly, for yourself. Add that little something special at no charge, or just be super cool and caring and understanding. And at first, you get absolutely no compensation for that, except the warm fuzzy you feel and they feel for having shared something positive with another human, or for having created or accomplished something unique, worthwhile, good. You do the extra thing because it is worthwhile doing in and of itself. You're doing the extra soul credit. It's good for you. And eventually, maybe, even in some tangible way, it pays off. The American English teacher considers a course in silence. How about a class in which students learn to be quiet, in which they learn how to sit and do nothing, how to breathe, how to be without noise, without screens, without entertainment, without distraction of any kind. The final exam, sit here. You can close your eyes, but you don't have to. Be aware of the spinning wheels of your own mind and try to slow them down or not. It's enough to be aware of them spinning. Breathe in, breathe out. Extra soul credit option. Do that again, only better. The American teenager speaks. The American English teacher responds. This class sucks. It's boring. All we do in here is read and write and talk. And I have no idea why I'm failing. I can't find my pencil. Can I borrow a piece of paper? When can we watch a movie? Oh my God, I just got a text and I have to answer it right now. What was the question? This class sucks. It's boring, and I have no idea why I'm failing. Oh my God, high score on Doodle Jump. You're so mean. Why are you always on me for something? Always up in my grill. I just got a text, and it's my mother. Oh my God, you can't take away my phone. It's my mother. I just spilled my drink all over the floor. That wasn't my fault. What was the homework? Was there homework? Nobody told me about the homework. What did you say? I'm so sleepy. I need to sleep. Reading is so stupid and I'm hungry. Where are we? This is boring. I try so hard not to hate you. And for the most part, I am successful. Instead, I hate what prevents you from having the slightest inclination about why you need this or me. Maybe you're just not ready, and it's possible that, before it's too late, there will be a time in your life when you arrive at something like understanding about the importance of sharpening your mind and your skills and learning to be more effective in the world. But I'm telling you, right now, there's no evidence of that. And I'm scared. I'm scared for your sake. I'm afraid you won't change, and your habits, already so entrenched, will doom you to a life of subservience, dependence, mindlessness, constant distractedness, fractured, toxic relationships, early and unplanned parenthood, substance abuse, poverty of all kinds. I am no fortune teller, but I see it as if in a crystal ball. I would like a spell or a trick that would win you over. But right now, this is all I've got. It may not be enough. Thank you.